But the first objection having been dealt with, Moses has yet another objection in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past, nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, and I'll help you to speak, and will teach you what to say. But Moses said, Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it. It's interesting that God is not giving up on Moses. He has so many objections. Once the credibility objection is dealt with, the next objection is my communication ability. The thing I find interesting is they are talking with God, so they must be communicating. I don't know if they are communicating in the mind or verbally. I think he is hearing a loud voice from the bush. So he's also talking back. But he still tells God, I do not know how to speak. How can you send somebody to such a task that requires communication skills? And I actually don't have communication skills. I think Moses is right to analyze what the requirement of the job are, but he's wrong not to trust that God can equip him.